Logalog refused a second bowl, patting his stomach to indicate that he had eaten sufficiently.
Phew. I wouldn't chance a swim after that little lot, mate.
Gergen snatched the bowl and dug in with a scallop-shell spoon.
So, what brings thee and thy tribe around these here parts?
Logalog patted a passing young one's head spikes and winced.
I could ask you the same question, messmate, but we're charting a course close to Redwall Abbey to warn the good beasts there. Did you know there's rapscallions on the move?
Gergen licked the empty bowl and hiccuped.
Aye, that I did. We've been 4 days ahead of yon vermin since they burned their fleet on the southeast coast. Damn a dwarf angles over 1,000 beasts at his back. Too many for us. I was looking to avoid them somewhere.
Logalog nodded gravely.
Perhaps the answer is to join forces and go after the vermin. We'd have a chance together.
Gergen began licking his spoon thoughtfully.
Aye, that we would. But hast thou seen the number of little uns we're rearing now? 'Twould not be right to put their lives in danger.
The shrew sipped pensively at his beaker.
Aye, but think on this a moment, Gergen. Warfang and his army are likely to sweep the old land and enslave all, lest they're stopped. If Mossflower were conquered and ruled by rapscallions, what kind of country would that be to bring young gogs up proper?
Gergen's paw tested the sickle-edged blade at his belt.
Thou art right, Logalog. What's to be done?
We'll take your younguns up to the abbey and lodge them there. That'll leave you free to fight.
Paw met paw. Logalog winced as Gergen's big mitt crushed his with right goodwill.
Thieve an head in thy shoulders, comrade. Thunder and snowfire, I'll give yon warfang and his ilk some death songs to sing.